Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We know that in Philadelphia, police releasing some new information about that search for three men, they now say, three men who killed that 16-year-old boy execution style in Northeast Philadelphia. Just an update here on Kale & Company. We had talked, I think we started out Tuesday morning with all of the shootings that just happened within the past, let's say 4 days, not even. And so you think about all the searches, the mass shooting that happened Sunday, and then last Friday, another mass shooting. In this one, we have a 16-year-old shot execution style murdered on the streets in Northeast Philadelphia. So giving us the details, they're looking for three men. They've released some photos, some area surveillance images as we think about one of the latest, most violent situations striking teenagers and young people. One of the surviving victims injured at the Trump rally assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, has now been released from the hospital.
Oh, very good.
So, you know, Nick's going to talk about the rally and Trump and all those developments, but you heard Trump say at the rally last night, he was in North Carolina, there was some good news. And he was referring to 57-year-old David Dutch, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, released from Allegheny General Hospital last evening. He was among three rally goers, obviously, who were shot during the assassination attempt of former President Trump. That happened July 13th. And obviously, we've talked a lot about 50-year-old former fire chief, engineer, father of two, husband, Corey, comparator of Sarver. He was killed. And he was a firefighter, fire chief, long time in the community and was well known. By the way, the GoFundMe page is just raising more and more millions of dollars for not just Corey's family, but as well for the other two individuals who were shot, including David Dutch. So we're not hearing, you know, hopefully we can hear from him speaking, but many saying that they've been praying for the families, holding vigils, meeting at churches, community centers, and just holding all of them up in prayer for their recovery.
Yeah, what, 10, 11 days in the hospital? That's got to be brutal to deal with. I can't even stand the smell of hospitals. I don't even want to be in there for 10 or 11 minutes.
Yeah, nobody does.
Much less days.
And that second surviving victim, just to give you an update that we've talked about, 74-year-old James Copenhaver of Moon Township. He is still in the hospital. He is said to be in serious but stable condition. Okay. So we have those updates for you and a glimmer of good news out of that, if you will. So a lot of some new developments as well that we'll get into about that gunman, that wannabe assassin who has been identified as the 20-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, that we've talked about. A big problem in Bucks County. They got some bad gas.
Uh-oh.
In Bucks County.
But I was Taco Wednesday last night at the Kale household. My problem.
Remember that Saturday Night Live? It still goes viral, Saturday Night Live skit. Taco, burrito, something in a Speedo. But no, this is not that kind of gas. It's fuel, and it's at one Wawa gas station. So the good news here, I never knew this. Wawa has a fuel guarantee.
Wow.
So if something goes wrong and you determine that it was some kind of contaminated fuel and you gassed up at Wawa and you have the receipt, you get a guarantee.
Oh.
And so this is a problem that is making news this morning. What happened was all of these different individuals started going to their local mechanic for engine problems. And it was actually the mechanics that started saying, wow, what's going on here? I'm getting all these different people with a engine problems. Some of these problems have huge bills, up to $4,000.
Oh, and boy. It's all because of the gas from Wawa?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Can you tell everybody, the Wawa, that this is happening at?
No, if you got gas problems, you got it. No, I'm kidding. this is in Richboro, in Bucks County.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So if you went to, what's the address?
How's their pizza?
Don, I need more information.
By the way, it's Hoagie Week. Wawa is aware of the issue with the fuel equipment. It's on one tank of their Richboro, Pennsylvania store. They said once they were aware of the issue and the potential impact to the fuel, they took immediate steps to correct it. They're working with their fuel equipment manufacturer to investigate and understand the issue completely. So they are repairing for that. And in fact, this morning, they're back open.
Yeah.
And so obviously they've fixed the situation. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. They're apologizing for any inconvenience. They're saying if you feel that you went to the Richboro Wawa in Bucks County there, go to their fuel guarantee page at Wawa. You submit a claim and go through that process. They will fully, you know, it's a full guarantee.
This is the first loss Wawa has taken in my lifetime. This is unbelievable. I thought they were going to go undefeated forever.
News you can use here on Kayla Company. Thank you, Dawn.
Right. Yes, wow.
What he said.
News you can use.
Well, anyway.
No, but this happened to my dad years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Fueled up, was a hot mess. It can really wreak havoc with your engine. So if you're having those problems, go to the Wawa site, fill out the complaint, and still get Wawa pizza. But they're back in operation.
Yeah, good.
Early this morning, good. They are open.
Awesome. And grab a shorty while you're there.
Shorty.
Pizza after 4 p.m., kids. We are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. The dream days are here. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, Atlantic City. Discover exceptional offers on the 2024 C-Class and E-Class sedans, as well as the all-new CLE Coupe and the CLE Cabriolet. Visit them at PiazzaAutoGroup.com, Piazza Auto Group, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaAutoGroup.com, for all that and for more information. Thank you, Piazza, for sponsoring us. Real quick here, as far as our fills, and I'll say it quickly because it's a bummer. Phillies, we lost 5-4. Minneapolis Twins coming home to baseball today. And we do not have an easy schedule.
The Guardians and then the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now that's get used to that.
So this is it'll be a great home stretch for them, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and for all the Phillies fans that are freaking out over this little slide, just look at what the Yankees have been dealing with for a while.
Yeah.
They have really fallen off the cliff in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So just, you know, it's 162 games.
Okay, so we feel better now.
Yeah.
That is Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:11 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, let's do it. Trump v. Harris, the tale of the tape. Americans, they spoke loud and clear for many months. Countless polls that showed there was voter fatigue between the then two choices, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That was then, and this is now. Things have changed drastically since the political malaise that lingered over America like a patchy fog. Many things have happened to the political landscape. We've had a disastrous debate, a horrifying attempted assassination, an energized convention for the ages, a coup, a resignation, and now a coronation. And here we are, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. The gloves are about to come off. Yesterday, we mentioned an article from Fox where Trump allies warned DJT to avoid DEI when dismantling Harris. They said it's the wrong hole to go down. Focus on the failed policies. And that's exactly what we will do this morning. And the media complicity is already underway because the machine never takes a day off. Axios, the latest to join the efforts to prop Kamala up, scrub the records, and try to refurbish the Veep as some sort of angelic figure dropped down from the heavens to save America. But the internet keeps receipts, as does Kale and Company. 3 years ago, Axios wrote the following. Quote, Vice President Harris said Wednesday she plans to visit Mexico and Guatemala as soon as possible in a diplomatic effort to address surging migration at the U.S.-Mexico border, according to Reuters. Why it matters, Axios wrote 3 years ago. The number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has reached crisis levels. Yes, crisis, a word Mr. Mayorkas still will not utter today. Harris, appointed by Biden as, quote, the border czar, said she would be looking at the root causes that drive migration. Fast forward 3 years later, Axios now writing, by the way, the same columnist, I may add, the Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. You see what they're doing? They're trying to whitewash history. They're trying to scrub it, wipe it out, and act as if it was never promulgated. But that won't fly on this program. Here's Dana Bash on CNN trying to dispel this. And then in this clip, you'll get the flashback to March 24th, 2021, and revisit what was regurgitated with the media's talking points on Good Morning America, handed to them from what I would presume are the Democrats. Listen and watch.
This is the kind of thing that is playing out all over conservative media. I just want to do a little bit of record correcting. There's not record crime right now. Number one, Harris was put in charge, as you said earlier, of combating the roots of immigration. She was not and is not the border czar.
And the Biden administration did task a Vice President Kamala Harris with the issue of migrant crossings, naming her the so-called border czar.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle. And the countries we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
We've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
She was benched as the border czar because it was an unmitigated disaster, and I think by design. And then, of course, she was reassigned to artificial intelligence before 2024 came along, where she did her 2024 abortion tour. Kamala Harris has had a 92% turnover rate with her staff in 3.5 years. That's a fact. And if this election comes down to abortion v. immigration, let's take a look at the chart. Phil, if you could, please post this graphic on YouTube for our audience to see the border crisis and just how off the charts the spike has been for this administration. You'll see just how low the levels were for both the Obama administration and the Trump administration. And now look at the Biden era. It's like monitoring your sugar, not eating sweets from 2012 to 2020. And then all of a sudden, it looks like somebody just went crazy on a chocolate candy binge for the last 3.5 years. Those numbers, those graphs, off the charts. And never forget, Kamala Harris told migrants, quote, do not come to the U.S. 8 million plus showed up anyway. Harris went on to say, quote, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making the dangerous trek to the United States. We will enforce our laws and secure the border of the United States, end quote. The truth is, the border was flooded by design from people around the world, not just minors coming from South America, all to get new voters with the intention and the hope of adding new registered Democrats to voting rolls. All part of, in my opinion, the great replacement theory. If you lose Hispanic voters and black voters to Donald Trump, what do? You import new voters. It's simple math. Now, the top issues, according to millions of Americans polled, are the following: immigration, the economy, inflation, and healthcare. Those four account for just about 57% of the people that have been polled in this country. The other 8 to 10 issues make up the other 43%, with things such as national security, climate change, education, guns, and abortion. So let's get the tail of the tape on the issues at hand and where Kamala Harris stands, shall we? Listen and watch.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
Nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across borders criminals. That's correct.
raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross a border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid.
To
reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I'm opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
We did it. We did it, Joe.
She makes Bernie Sanders look like a moderate. Open borders, defunding the police, health care for illegal immigrants on your dime, higher gas prices, and a higher cost of living. By the way, that ad courtesy of Dave McCormick here in Pennsylvania. But the crazy part of all of this, it's not the person. It's the policy. Here's Donald Trump illustrating that exact point. Listen and watch.
So they're going to cook up something at the convention. They might throw Gretchen Whitmer at you. They might throw Gavin Newsom at you. They might throw Michelle Obama at you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about any of them. Look, they have bad policies. Forget about the people. They have an open border policy. They have a high tax policy. They have a bad military policy. The whole world is going woke. Their world is going woke. The Green New Scam, we're spending all our money on things that don't work. The whole thing is a mess. Our country, if we don't win this election, we may never have another election. I'm telling you, this may be our last election.
I'm pretty sure we'll have another election, but the rest of that is very valid. That was Trump with Jesse Waters on Fox News. So Joe might be gone, but the same playbook is going to continue to be utilized. If you don't believe me, Joe Biden said it himself with Kamala on a conference call on Monday from Wilmington, Delaware. Listen and watch this.
This team, you brought them together. You brought us together. You've inspired them, and you've done what leaders do. Now we got the name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save this democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation. And just ask my foreign policy colleagues, my counterparts, and other people around the world and at home.
If you were not riding with Biden, then you shouldn't be getting aboard the electric school bus with Kamala. It's that simple. She's even more radical than Joe. The only difference is that Joe tried to hide it in 2020 as they tried to hide him when he was parked out in the basement. This should be a blowout, but it won't be. Trust me, it will not be. I'm not even guaranteeing victory. But one constant remains the same. Donald Trump is still hated by many. So again, you can insert any Democrat you want. As long as it's Donald Trump, that hatred will still exist. Results be damned, track record ignored. But if Trump can stay focused, continue the path he's been on since losing part of his ear, and can let that shine in September as Americans return from their summer checkout, his chances to beat Kamala only go up. Discipline will be the key. Attack the failed policies. Because the person hasn't changed. Well, the person has changed, but the policies remain. The playbook is still intact. Now, DEI is a dog whistle for racism and the N-word. The failed playbook of the last 4 years is just getting a new offensive coordinator. It's the same plays. It's the same staff. They just changed a little of the window dressing. That's the tale of the tape, and that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat, it's the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons. All right, good news and bad news for Kamala Harris when we come back. One major endorsement still hasn't arrived, but Kamala Harris does better than Joe in the latest CNN poll against Donald Trump. What does it all mean? We'll break it down next as we continue. Kale and Company, live here on a Thursday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Jay Wallace, the president and executive editor of Fox News Media, sent letters to both campaigns proposing this debate here in the state of Pennsylvania, which is just the day after early voting gets underway. As I've got the letter here right in front of me, as they say, "We believe Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, the face of our political coverage, are the best choices to moderate said debate." Not sure if that would be in the Philadelphia area, in the Pittsburgh area, in the middle of the state, but Fox, they saw what Kale and Company and 1210 WPHT were doing, and now they're trying to steal our shine here.
They are.
But they will not get to us because we beat them by 2 months.
It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the day we announce that we're having the first debate here at 8:30 this morning, 2 hours from now, they come out and say, "No, we want a debate too."
That's correct. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. We got a lot of good stuff to get to. This is just an action-packed news morning, so I will not waste any more time. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly when it pertains to Kamala Harris. I found this to be incredible. Again, another thing I did not see coming, but the New York Post with a story saying that Barack Obama does not believe that Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. That according to sources. Quote, "Obama is very upset because he knows she can't win." And this is according to a source close to the Biden family. How about that for a little plot twist? Quote, "Obama knows she's just incompetent. The border czar, who never visited the border, saying that all migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. When you are running for president, there are things you can and cannot say." This source, close to the Biden family, tells the New York Post, quote, "Wait until the debate. She can't debate. She's going to put her foot in her mouth about Israel, Palestine, and Ukraine. She's going to say something really stupid," the source said. Quote, "Obama knew this was going to happen. Joe knew this was going to happen. Now she is going to have to answer real questions," which is a fascinating dynamic because they inserted her. They installed her as the vice president almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago, because they tried to tell you she was the best person suitable for the position. But we all know what was behind that. They felt a African-American female boosted Joe Biden's credibility in certain demographics that elevated him to the presidency. And over the course of 4 years, they realized that she is not cut out for the job. And I want to be very clear about this. Do I think Kamala Harris is stupid? No, I don't. I don't think you end up in the position. And I know all the jokes are out there with, you know, the side chick mantra and, you know, what she did or didn't do with a guy named Willie and all that stuff. And look, all that is seemingly very true, it seems to be. But I don't think Kamala Harris is a dumb person. I just don't think she, and you can sit there and look at resumes. This is where a resume sometimes can be misleading. You can sit here and look at her in elected office. You can look at her as a district attorney and say, okay, some of those things are the same path that a lot of people go down before they get into, you know, the higher stages of politics. But once she got into this position, it was clear as day she was in over her head. And to be honest, to be fair, there's nothing wrong with that. There are some people in life where you get a job, the hiring boss thought you were the right guy for the job, the right lady for the job, and you were an epic failure. It was a swing and a miss, a total whiff.
Not me, of course.
Not you.
I've never done that.
Well, you're one for one so far as brand manager. You're welcome. But, you know, this is the thing, Dawn.
He's not a millennial, but it's all about him.
I identify as Gen X. Like I mean, she says a lot of dumb things. It's just because I've to this day, and I know over the last couple of days, there's a different Kamala. We're seeing that Kamala of 2019, where she at least presents more confidently. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like with the word salads and all the stuff, the unburdened, the sound bites, you'll hear it coming up at 8:30 in our debate probably. It just seems like she's in over her head, and she's never really become comfortable in the spotlight of being the number two to the free world. So I'm trying to be fair about it. I don't want to be degrading to her. There'll be plenty of time for that, and we've done that for 2 years on this show. She's not dumb. She just hasn't met the moment in this position. I think that's the most fair and respectable way you can put it. And when Obama won't endorse you, that is damning. You know, maybe he comes out 3 days from now.
He will.
He might come out 90 minutes from now and make me look like a fool.
He will.
But at this very moment, he hasn't. And according to these sources, it doesn't look like he would.
He did the same thing. He did the same thing to Biden. He did the same thing to Biden. His quote is that I don't want to put my fingers on the scale to tip the whatever. So I feel like he wants to let this, in my mind, I feel like he wants to let this process play out.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as she's, you know, coronated, then he'll come out and
then he'll give her the blessing.
That's what I'm guessing. I could be wrong, but. Okay.
Yeah, because he considers himself the statesman.
Oh, yeah.
And that he's, like you said, he didn't endorse Biden. People are saying, why doesn't he endorse Biden? And then you just wonder what's true here, because generally speaking, when you have a source like this,
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit of sour grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And yep. So on the day that, you know, Biden had come out last night and, you know, you talked about your big take and we'll talk about it further. But, you know, he comes out and then, oops, this was slipped in there. She can't win. So that to me is Biden's sort of alter ego. You know what I mean? Like he came out there and said, I'm passing the torch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this is the other, you know, how you have the little angel on the right shoulder and the little devil on the left shoulder. So the little devil on the left shoulder leaked to the New York Post. Yeah, he didn't pass the torch. It's all going to burn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
But, I just think for the future, and I don't know if I didn't hear the whole, I heard most of the rally. I scrolled through it with Trump and I heard a lot of it live last night as I was driving around on a field with the kids' sports. But I will say I did not hear him talk about Kate Steinle and the horrible, you know, policies that, you know, many of which we've experienced here in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and then tying that into the illegal immigration, which really Trump won on against Hillary.
Yep.
But even Hillary during that 2016 run, as I recall, she even admitted at one point that some of the San Francisco policies were a mistake. That was under Harris's vice president. We're not supposed to say any nicknames. Vice President Harris. That was under her. She was the DA and the AG
mm-hmm.
at the time, I believe.
Right.
And so that's really what they should focus on, that nothing has changed. You know, get Kate's family up there. They were endorsing Trump at the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this was a young, another Lake and Riley, if you will, type. It was a different scenario, but a young woman killed by somebody who actually had been in custody over and over, was illegal, and then was not deported.
Yep, exactly right. So we'll see when Obama gives his magical blessing from the heavens, but right now Kamala apparently does not have it. And then you have the New York Times that declares Kamala Harris, quote, the most risky and the, quote, least electable Democrat. They did a analysis amongst voters and used a scale of 0 to 10 where they found her to be the most risky and least viable candidate. And interestingly enough, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, in contrast, would be the most likely to beat former President Donald Trump. It also ranked, and this is odd, Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan as the most, quote, exciting candidate. I've never put Gretchen Whitmer and exciting in the same sentence in my life. They also throw in Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, Governor J.B. Pritzker from Illinois as the, quote, most meh options, and Governor of California Gavin Newsom, Wes Moore of Maryland, Andy Beshear, and Mark Kelly somewhat in the middle.
Yesterday, there's all this hype about Senator Mark Kelly.
I know.
As being the favorite to be the vice president. So I don't know. I mean,
I'm not sure I see that.
I don't know. Dawn, what's your take on Mark Kelly as a vice president?
Well, military background.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He probably out of everybody would scare the Republicans the most if a vice president matters at all, and I don't know if it does.
Do most people care about the military background? I know it resonates more on the Republican side. You know, you talk about J.D. Vance, you can talk about Ron DeSantis, many people that have served our country. But if you're to sit here and say, who cares the least about the military, it's usually the Democrats, and that's the way they're painted and branded. Does that resonate in the circles of the Dems that Mark Kelly served his country? I just don't know that it does. I feel like it's the same thing with, like, hey, he's an Ivy League law graduate. Like, I feel like everybody in politics has a law degree from Yale or Harvard these days.
Yeah, I think that it's that what they're looking at as well, the optics. I mean, he's that tough guy, you know, military veteran, did very well. They're looking at people who did, you know, looking at how they polled and how they did well, even when a state was turning red.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that a very strong man with a military background with Kamala Harris, maybe they want a manly man.
Well,
I don't know.
I think there's no doubt they're going to go for a white male. I would take that to the bank. Although my prediction, I thought what they would do and kind of look to me, it's twofold. Who I think ultimately they will pick, a white male. Would I rule out Wes Moore from Maryland? I've been saying that for a couple of days now. I for some reason, I just get the feeling I could see them doing that. I still think Shapiro, if Pennsylvania is as valuable as this administration has claimed, and they've been here 25 times in 3.5 years, mm-hmm. It's worth 19 votes in the Electoral College. You know, you in all likelihood need to sweep the three Big Ten states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I just don't know how you do not go Shapiro unless Shapiro directly says, I don't want it.
Can I just say something really quick? And that is, I want to just think about this, just throw this into the mix. As far as Mark Kelly of Arizona, remember that his wife, who, by the way, is Jewish, and Kamala's husband, Doug Emhoff, mm-hmm. is Jewish. By the way, this morning, everybody's, Doug and Kamala celebrate 10 years of marriage this August, you know. The nice news coverage begins. But Gabby Giffords, remember,
yep.
Gabby Giffords, who is Mark Kelly's wife, she was shot back in, like, 2011. And it was a horrifying situation, was a target.
Yep.
So not only is she a Jewish lady, as Emhoff has been, and they've represented the Jewish community, but as well, Gabby Giffords, you know, that is such a compelling story, and everybody knows her, mm-hmm. and sympathizes with her. And so the fact that that's, you know, Mark Kelly's journey, so to speak, makes them an interesting couple. And I think that for Kamala Harris, we're going to hear, they've already begun the sweet little softy profiles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about Trump and Melania. They've been married nearly 20 years. You never hear about their anniversaries or anything nice about them. But that's the kind of coverage that we can expect about Kamala Harris, her marriage, her life, Mamala, the stepkids. It's all happy, happy, happy. And whoever she picks, the same sweet, soft coverage.
But keep in mind, too, if you select Kelly, you better do your due diligence if you're Kamala and the Democrats on what Kelly's stances have been on the border in a border state of Arizona. Because as a Arizona Democrat, that is very dicey. If he's got receipts out there about open borders and where he stands on illegal immigration with health care, that would be an easy pick apart and a pluck job for J.D. Vance in a debate.
I also think that out of all the Rust Belt states that the Democrats need to win for them, and I know I can't wait to hear the YouTube chat come after me for this one, I think Pennsylvania is the easiest for the Democrats to win.
Well, so, based on margin of victory in 2020, you would be right. They won by 154,000 votes.
So I don't know what Josh Shapiro does for Kamala Harris, because I do think that if they're worried about Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania is not the one that they should worry about. They should worry about Michigan and Wisconsin. So I don't really know what Josh Shapiro does for them in that. Now, with the Mark Kelly thing, I do think that Dawn is right. I think the story of him and Gabby Giffords and is a compelling one, and I think the Republicans would be hard. It'd be hard for them to kind of counter him. J.D. Vance would be hard for him to counter Mark Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen Whitmer has already said that she's not interested. I mean, that's a complete lie. If she was asked, she would do it.
Well, she doesn't get Botox either.
Yeah. Nobody's interested in Whitmer, by the way.
What she said when that reporter questioned her, it just means that she knows she's really not in the running. So she's like, no, I'm taking myself out of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do think that Andy Beshear or Cooper from North Carolina are the best bets for the Democrats. But again, it's not my fight to fight. I don't really care one way or another who they pick. Mm-hmm. I am interested, just like I was interested in the Republicans pick, the machinations of it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what's at the top of the ticket that really matters.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right. So the bad for Kamala right now, the New York Times saying she's the least electable and Obama has yet to give his blessing. Here's the good for Kamala Harris. New CNN poll shows that Donald Trump's margin over the Democrat goes down by 50%. This is a new CNN SSRS poll that found Trump's 6-point lead over Joe Biden got cut to 3 points. Now that Vice President Kamala Harris is in the mix to be obviously the next president of the United States, they found that Harris retained 95% of voters. And by the way, pollsters surveyed the same group of registered voters that they did in April and June in order to measure the real change in the electorate's mood. They found that Harris retained 95% of voters who said they would choose Joe in the fall, while Trump retained 92% of his supporters in the new matchup, hence the 3-point change. Amongst those who previously said they would neither support Biden nor Trump in a 2-way race, now split 30% for Harris and 27% for Trump, with the remainder saying they would still support somebody else. Interesting. We haven't heard much from Bobby Kennedy lately for many reasons, but it'll be interesting to see if whatever factor he was, we get a slight uptick or a slight decline in the Kennedy support this fall.
Well, did you guys see the story that they he floated a job in the Trump administration?
Yeah.
and the Trump the Trump team was like, nah.
Yeah, which is odd because remember we played the leaked video for you like 10 days ago after Trump got shot, and he's like, oh, I think it would be great for you, Bobby. You can do the pharma thing and the vax thing. It would be a great launching point for you. Mm-hmm. And like you just saw Kennedy on the phone. Uh-huh. Hey, son, you recording this? We're gonna leak this in about 13 leak minutes.
Because you never trust a Kennedy because they're horrible, horrible humans. I hate the Kennedys.
I hate
the Kennedys almost as much as I hate the Clintons. Thank you.
He has no home here.
That's correct.
I'm tired of this Camelot story. Mm-hmm. They were all scumbags that cheated on their wives and were horrible to women and were horrible humans. Teddy Kennedy was a god-awful human. JFK was a god-awful human. Like, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop with lionizing this creep family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well said.
Wow.
Greg Stocker firing bullets
Jesus.
Here on a Thursday through
Greg
the
Stocker,
oh, Camelot.
Greg Stocker's headline for this hour on Kale and Company is From Camelot to Camel Toe, Road to the White House.
A love story. So I want to play you this clip. Yeah, this is very interesting. Yes. Sad. So when I have to steer the ship and get it back on track.
Sorry.
You know we got a program
it's
today.
A weird morning.
It's a weird
I'm
morning.
The program director of this radio station. I'm constantly taking it off the rails.
So inside of the, let's go beyond just the 49-46 plus 3 for Trump over Harris in the CNN poll, which has been cut from 6 to 3. Two different demographics stand out to me here. Women voting Kamala 50-45%. That's interesting. Kamala's just getting half of the people polled here in a category I would think post-Roe v. Wade she should dominate in. But that's not the case. 50%-45%. Now, go a little bit further here. I feel like Harry Enten on the big board with Bill King on or John King, whatever his name is. Dana Bash's ex-hubby. John King. I'll never be able to figure that out. But people of color, Harris, 63%, Trump, 30%. So we've been talking. I think Trump's going to get around 20%. Stocker thinks it's less than that. This poll has Trump with black voters at 30%. And one thing I have said, and I said it multiple times.
It's ridiculous, by the way. It's ridiculous.
It probably will not be 30%.
No, it's not going to be 30%.
I feel good about my 20, though. I feel good about 20%.
You shouldn't.
All right. Fair enough. You can correct me in November if I'm wrong on that
one. I will.
So this is interesting because when you talk about Kamala Harris, and I said this, I think, almost verbatim yesterday, I do not think she resonates with the African American community the way some people who are installing her hope that she will. This is K1. I want to play you this clip. This is, I don't know really what the relevance of this individual is, but I do think that this is a theme that exists in America with black voters and perhaps even specifically with African-American female voters. Her name is Bevelyn Betty, and she dropped this rant on TikTok about Kamala Harris. I think this is pertinent. Listen to this, K1.
Let me explain something to you. The only reason why Kamala is a vice president in the first place is because she's black. It is not because she is qualified. It is not because she is competent. It is because she's black. Now, why should you be offended? You would think, oh, well, yeah, we black people. We supposed to support our black folk. Okay, let me explain something to you. You should be offended beyond rapport because of the fact that somebody is willing to put someone in seat for their color even when they're not qualified to do a favor for you. Let me explain to you how the last 4 years have went up three coming into this four. Let me explain something to you. So for the first three years, Kamala has not cared about the black community, okay? Kamala and Biden have been doing everything in their power to support illegal immigrants. They have been coming in this country. They're getting your benefits. They putting their kids, these illegal immigrants are going into your kids' schools. They in the hood. They're taking over. You're no longer relevant. They're taking over, okay? But then on top of that, okay, they're giving them money. They're giving them credit cards. I mean, they're booking them, taking them. You got immigrants coming straight out of Mexico living better than you did, and your ancestors done built this country up. Boo. Let me explain something to you. That's how valuable you are to the Democrats.
I'm telling you, I think that sentiment exists in big cities,
oh, yeah,
in sanctuary cities, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit. I'm telling you, that lady right there, Bevelyn Betty, is not alone. I'm not saying it's the majority, but when I think black vote, about 20% for Trump, I see this CNN poll, 30% people of color, according to the poll. I see women 50% to 45% slightly backing Harris. I'm telling you, I do not think she resonates the way the Democrats hope. And if Obama's lack of endorsement is a real thing, I think Obama knows that she doesn't play as well as many people hope.
Obama and, I mean, the Obamas. Now, here's the contrary thing with the Obamas, because reportedly the Obamas have been very friendly with Kamala Harris for years. I have no doubt that they will be, the Obamas will be here in Philadelphia and across the country.
Oh, yeah.
And they will stump for her. They definitely will. Axios just put out, because as you were talking, so I was looking at all the different polls, and I know that in the statewide polls and the swing states, the latest ones are saying Trump is, you know, slightly ahead. But then Axios just came out like an hour ago with a headline exclusive poll. Harris opens up early edge with younger voters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the younger voters, and they're looking at 18 to 34, but I would submit to you, young women, those first-time voters, those 18-year-old young women.
18 to 29?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's in colleges and college, high school, just getting out of high school. They are so laser-focused on that.
Yep.
And it's really, I was just having a conversation with actually a friend of mine who has teenagers and young adults. The same story. If you talk to your sons, they're all conservative. And this is across ethnic lines.
Mm-hmm.
They're conservative or conservative leaning.
Yep.
All the young women, the opposite. They're all indoctrinated. They're all into, you know, being a Democrat, if you will. It's about the abortion issue.
Yep.
And that's where Kamala has the edge. So it's the, again, it's the white women in the suburbs, but particularly, like you're saying, 18 first-time voters or those activating those young women.
That sorority crowd, right?
Yes.
Which she was at a sorority in Indianapolis yesterday.
I saw the headline and I'm just like,
Bibi Netanyahu or sorority?
Who, by the way, it's 6:55. And like he gave an amazing speech.
Unbelievable.
An amazing speech yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Like, that's a leader.
Yes. You honestly talk about presidential and eloquent,
amen,
the whole bit.
Yep.
And we will get to that because it was a busy day in D.C. yesterday, both for Christopher Wray of the FBI with new revelations on the Pennsylvania assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. And, of course, what happened yesterday, half of Congress Dems skip Netanyahu's speech. And we also have the videos and the visuals as American flags were burned yesterday. In a very disgusting display of anti-American sentiment, which we will get to after the news as we kick off the 7 o'clock hour next. Don't forget, Cut Sheet 745, all the big stories of the day. And, of course, the first debate, Trump v. Harris at 8:30. You could listen and watch that, or you could find out what happened, you know, with the right tackle and trying to make the 53-man roster for the Eagles. It's up to you,
Snake
folks.
Oh, God.
Back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.